We got one more. Another milestone for Octopod Forge. So we do have a band camp with our newer CD on there. We have a new comp that came out on Death Kiss with some other great bands from Boston, Shatner, Raw Radio War, El Monstro, Hepatagua, Pripyat is Lost. Chris likes the CD, so you should go check it out on Death Kiss. This one's called Paragora Euphoria.
Thank you, Oxblood Forge. Oxblood Forge just performed for you live, and I hope that soon we will be able to chat with them in the on-air studio because that was a blistering set. In the meantime, however, I do have some pre-recorded musics for you, and right here, this is Love Love, Big Backyard Moon, and I hope you have one tonight.
Cause open up, close. us. Silhouettes like contagious, a sympathetic and second best. You know that not much happens here when you're not around. Not much happened there.
Future Carnivores there with Cinnamon Afternoon off their album Melt the Sky. Melt the Sky. Sorry, I love that joke every time. It's terrible. I'm an old dad in another life. I have some delightful gentlemen here in the studio with me. I have Oxblood Forge, the gents who you just heard rocking out for the past 45 minutes in the other studio, in Studio D, named for Mikey D. Gents, I wonder if you would do me the favor of going around and saying who you are and what role you play in the band, Oxblood Forge. You are welcome to make that up. I certainly have had some outlandish claims on this show, but also feel free to simply say your name and what instrument you play.
Me first? Oh, great.
Sorry.
You're going to talk to the mic, Greg.
Hi, my name is Greg Delay. I play bass.
He's got an attitude.
Hey, I'm Chris. I play lots of rolls and paradiddles and other rudiments on the drums.
Excellent. Thank you.
My name is Josh. I play guitar and I'm the loose cannon.
My name's Rob. I also play guitar.
I can't believe that loose cannon.
I'm Ken, and I sing
one radio show. I'm
the singer.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And you guys have a show coming up this Saturday night in Providence. You're going to be at Firehouse 13?
Yes.
Correct.
Our home away from home.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, played there all the time.
Unofficial residency.
Yes.
It's a
excellent.
Cool place.
Yeah, I haven't been to Firehouse 13 yet, actually. But I have heard excellent things. And this is a show you're doing together with Unearthly Trance, Wormwood, Slow Death, and yourselves, and there are a bunch of associated bands with this show. I mean, there's let's see, you've got current and former members of Doom Riders, the Red Chord, Phantom Glue, Cable, Empty Flowers, Disappear, Intent to Injure. In this band, members of Red Mantis, Electric Sinners, former members of Ichabod. And this is kind of a... This is a heavy hitters show.
We're old.
Show.
You pretty much have all ex-members.
We're experienced.
It makes me wonder how we, how we got on the show, when it goes from ex-members to Doom Riders, this, that.
We kind of snuck on that show. On the back door.
We used our ninja skills.
Yes.
I like that. I like
so
that.
So much ninja.
Well, first we have karate, now there's ninja. It's just, we've got it covered. There's lots of violence in the studio tonight, but friendly musical violence. So this Saturday night at Firehouse 13 in Providence, I understand you guys are also playing a show in a few weeks' time here in Boston?
Yep, April 15th with, I just had it up, with Karate Steve, more karate, Wrought Iron Hex and Bottle Fight at O'Brien's.
Oh, very cool. I love O'Brien's.
Yeah, April 15th.
Excellent.
Saturday night, so.
Perfect. So, and you guys have music out. You can get a hold of it either live at their shows, or you can purchase their EP.
Yep.
At their Bandcamp page. That's oxbloodforge.bandcamp.com. It's their self-titled EP. You recorded that at New Alliance?
Correct.
I love those guys.
Well, we just had a Mastered.
No,
a Mastered. My apologies.
Amps versus Ohms is where we recorded.
Yes.
With Glenn Smith at Amps versus Ohms. Mm-hmm.
Is that Providence? Is
no,
that
it's in the same building as New Alliance.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The EMF building.
Nope.
I love those guys. It was an excellent place. And I understand that there are shirts, but you have to actually see the band person to get the shirt.
Just to prove that you actually came to see us, you have to go to the show.
Sometimes we sell them in the back parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes we'll challenge you to a wrestling match for the shirt.
I like that. That seems like an even trade.
And sometimes we run out of shirts, and Greg will actually draw on your back if you like.
or take 16 shirts in the out of the back of his truck covering his base cap.
You got to protect the cap.
That's why he has to do the artwork, because he stole all the shirts.
It's all coming out.
He did take all double extra larges in his defense, just to make sure he took less to cover the cab, because they were larger shirts.
Well, how thoughtful, see?
But the shirts are so heavy, they're able to protect his base cab.
The shirts are heavy, the music is heavy. The CD is just unbelievable. You're going to want to bring another, like, bring a little trolley or something so you can carry it home. You might be better off just buying the MP3, because then you can just download that directly onto your musical listening device, whatever that might be. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll chat a little more. Okay. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
That sounds great.
Because I sometimes talk myself into a corner, and then frogs flying from the sky and things like that tend to happen. So let's listen to a little bit of Andrea Gillis. This song is called Hold Your Maker, and then we'll be back. We will be back. See? Like that. Then we'll be back with Oxblood Forge to chat a little bit more. Thank you. This is Andrea Gillis right here. We'll be right back.
Take it down to the hollow. Wait in the water.
Hold Your Maker, just there from Andrea Gillis. I believe she was performing a show tonight, so if you didn't make it out, at least you got a few minutes of her time just there. We have been spending some time with Oxblood Forge, who've been kind enough to come into the studio. They performed live for us tonight. If you missed their set or missed part of their set, it sounded fantastic. You'll be able to get it after midnight. The podcast will be up on the WMFO website. I'll also repost it tomorrow. I'll be sure to send the guys a link if, in case they would like to share it, so that you can re-experience it as if it were live. It'll be just like a time machine, except in your room or in your ears, the Oxblood Forge. You can get a hold of their EP at oxbloodforge.bandcamp.com. You've also just... You're on a new compilation that just came out, Death Kiss Volume 1, which people can get at deathkissvolume1.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to say anything about that particular compilation? It's six tracks, six different bands. You are one of them.
Yes, it was... The idea was just to have bands that marry from Death Kiss Light, but it was all every band recorded in one day. In the same day, we all had 2 hours to record, and everything was backlined. It was recorded by Glenn Smith, the guy who did our album as well. So every band, 2 hours, next band came in, 2 hours, next band came to in, 2 hours. They're all new songs. They're not songs that any of the bands have released. They were done specifically for that. And it's Shatner, which is Jim Healey from We're All Gonna Die and Black Tide. Hepatagua, who's everybody knows Aaron with the amount of shows he puts on.
Mm-hmm.
The first new Raw Radar War track in years. El Mostro. This guy's from the Humanoid, so you can't go wrong with that. And special track by Mario from Raw Radar War is Pripyat's Lost. 16 minutes of glorious noise.
16 Max of Madness.
Yeah.
I just noticed that. It clocks in at 16:45.
Thank God he got... We had the longest song until he got added, so thank God.
That is a beautiful thing. And that's all within the EMF building, the New Alliance building.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was mastered by New Alliance, and then the CDs were even reproduced by... Ken from formerly of Wonder Drug or of Wonder Drug, so literally everything was done in that one building.
Very cool. I love that building because Alvin's art is everywhere. And
mm-hmm. I get lost anytime I take a wrong turn in the hallways. Just don't seem to end.
It all looks the same.
Like there is sort of a trippy aspect. I was actually just saying I love your vocal effect that you use. It is sort of this trippy kind of psychedelic feel, which I really enjoy. So now I'm imagining getting lost in the EMF building, listening to you guys, which would be kind of
follow Ken's voice, and you'll get
found.
That is a fact.
Follow my mystical voice into the vortex of madness.
Until there's another band louder than you that drowns you out.
Until Raw Radar always practicing.
Now, you also perform with another band, and you're a busy guy.
Yep,
because you just
busy.
Put out another EP.
Yep, I decided
with
to
them.
Double down and do two bands as well. Josh does as well.
Yeah.
And I sing for a band called Red Mantis. And we're sort of from the Providence area. That's where we have a following. And we just put a new EP out as well.
And that just came out a couple weeks ago, and you can get a hold of that also on Bandcamp. That's redmantis.bandcamp.com. So there's a lot of, you guys are...
A lot of heavy.
You're busy guys. A lot of heavy.
Two different types of heavy.
Yeah.
That band's a little more hardcore punk. This band's a little more, I don't know what.
Heavy.
Bringing Electric
slower,
Centers.
Mid-tempo.
Three different types of heavy.
And then Josh's band, Electric Centers.
Which is
slow. Slow heavy.
Like sort of sludge heavy.
You should
definitely sludge.
How you guys
yes.
Prepare.
We eat like four racks of ribs and about 2 pints of brisket, and then somebody says I'm about to fall asleep, and that's when we start band practice, just so we can specifically play that slow.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
That's beautiful.
They've been doing it for, I mean, they've been around for 17 years. I'll take, you know, I've only been at it for 3, but I'll take their word. They know what they're doing.
That's amazing. Is it a sitting band?
No, we all stand up.
Because you
People
mentioned
think
that
there's
amount
a smoke
of food
machine going at the live performance.
Oh, yes.
But really, it's not fog. It's actual smoke. It's a smoker.
That's And so backstage, you're taking care of. That's amazing.
Well, I think the drummer might have fallen asleep, and I think that's why he's off of the smoke machine and laser lights, strobe light, because it's so slow, he could literally fall asleep, wake up, hit a drum, and go back to bed.
Josh actually brought us some of the barbecue that they have when they're practicing.
This is a literal thing.
Really good. It's like, it is insane.
It comes from Fireflies in Marlboro.
Plug.
That's how we start. No, we played there once. We are never playing there again. They did not like us.
That's so sad.
Send the platter to our practice studio in Whitman, please.
Yes.
Exactly. Sponsored by, I like that.
So many, many hours of barbecue before practice even starts.
Yeah. That's why I don't really care for you guys. I mean, there's no real food involved.
I mean, is there a food that powers you, or is it?
We've got a Mexican place near us, but it's not.
Because nothing says band practice like loading up on Mexican food in a little room with 5 dudes.
In a closed door, yeah, no windows.
Like, yeah. Listen, just because you don't want to
extra pinto beans.
Practice.
Can't see how that could go horrifically wrong.
That does actually sound a lot like band practice right now. Sorry.
Sounds like hell on earth.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
I'm just kind of hidden over there.
Yeah, I feel badly because actually you are sort of, to me, you are kind of a computer screen head, so I'm just going to lower myself and say hello.
Hello there.
Hi. And I guess to you, I am also a computer head. I'm just going to take a music break because otherwise it's just going to get a little too weird. And by it, I mean me. So we'll be back with Oxblood Forge. We're going to listen to a little Sarah Blacker here, and then we're going to come back and just chat just a little bit more. We're going to squeeze as much out of these fellas as we can while they're here. I want to find out more about this barbecue. But right up here, this is Sarah Blacker.
Trying not to look too far past beyond what I have built for today, for now. It's so very hard not to get lost in the worries about tomorrow. Where will it all go? How will it be? 'Cause I'm one foot out the door, outside of these walls. Too long to things that cut me loose. cause I am one foot out the door, outside of these walls that I was born into. I'm flawed like every inch of the earth, and perfectly imperfect too. I might call you up in tears because I'm quick to fall apart, especially in the winter time.
So you gotta be careful.
I would like to apologize to everyone at home who was listening to that. Was a wonderful song, but we were having a conversation about mesh half shirts
and
sneakers. Tight jeans,
British night sneakers,
sponge baths. It just it
random.
Yes, please.
Random sexiness.
It spiraled out of control very quickly.
It usually does.
It got weird, and it wasn't bad. But I feel like I feel like this is impressing upon you, I hope, the importance of showing up this Saturday night in Providence at Firehouse 13 for Oxblood Forge. They're playing again with Unearthly Trance, Wormwood, Slow Death. It's this Saturday night, Firehouse 13. You should go.
A lot of heavy.
Yeah. It's a real firehouse.
And it's a real firehouse.
The poles are still there.
No, the poles aren't still there. The poles.
The poles are still there.
Slide down. They're there. You can play on them.
Mesh half shirts may or may not be worn by the band. It could happen. Tight pants. Something about tight pants.
I think I might need an adult.
Sneakers. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the throngs of people who will arrive on Saturday evening ready to purchase your T-shirts.
Stuff. It comes in husky sizes, right?
No, it's going to be as tight as possible, Chris.
Not cutting off circulation, it's not doing the job correctly.
I've been working out.
Baby dolls.
I brought all the equipment up the stairs, now I'm feeling confident.
I'm very sad that this is a radio show.
It looked a lot like you were holding the door while we were bringing equipment up the
stairs. Listen, I brought my own stuff here.
Over his head, like this.
One trip.
You could even edit it down to an 80s montage. It was so cool.
No, I played the Rocky theme song on my phone as I went up the stairs.
On a little Walkman?
Yeah, just
like the orange one with the little headphones?
Waterproof, just in case I fell into a pool while listening to a cassette.
Ken and I went with Danger Zone.
No, I was there. You didn't do anything. Now you're just stealing me.
However, I'm quite impressed that you guys do have Phil Collins Without a Jacket on vinyl out there. That was, and the Lethal Weapon 2 soundtrack.
Well, you know, only the classics. Only the best.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 2.
Only the best for our people.
Only you would notice that.
I know. That's my thing.
It's the details. It's the details that come out, and that's what's important.
Obscure movie soundtracks are my thing.
Yeah, listen, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
All right, we've gone off the rails again.
It was a perfect pair. It was a perfect pair. on that note, I really feel like I should let you gents go. But Oxblood Forge, it has been a pleasure and an honor to have you in the studio.
Thank you
for performing.
Thank you very much for having us.
And have a fantastic show this Saturday night. Again, it's Firehouse 13 in Providence on the 15th of April. You can remember that by the fact that it's the Ides of April. Uh-huh. The Ides of March you got to watch out for, but the Ides of April you should really go to O'Brien's so you can see Oxblood Forge in person, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get your hot little hands on their t-shirts. The logo is fantastic. There's a whole hand motion that goes with it. But you have to see it in person, and thank you.
Maybe we'll have mesh shirts by then.
The mesh shirts might be coming.
Band mesh shirts.
Yes. Thanks, Ken.
You're wearing one.
See?
Yes.
It's all the ideas. I'm excited. So go, bring your video camera and come prepared to rock, because it's going to get heavy and it might get weird.
And meshy.
Always gets weird.
Thank you, Oxblood Forge.
Thank you.
Right up here, this is Psychic Dog with Odorless Child.
Our friends.
Yay, Dog.
Hello.
They're lovely gents, too. Here they are.
Singing songs like a modern Jack Wagner. I don't know about money. Honey, I ain't got me none.
nobody really cares if you don't go to the party. That's a song from Tullamore, Speaking to My Heart. Nobody really cares if you don't go to the party. Off the album Good Bad Love. Prior to that, Horse Mode, Steal Your Voice, off All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. Matt York, who's going to be in the Rumble next month. Very exciting. Let's Go to the Beach, off his album Boston, Texas. And we started that set off with the delightful Psychic Dog with Odorless Child off their Adios Huevos single. My name is Pam. My name has been Pam. It will continue to be Pam after tonight, but I will stop hanging out with you in just a couple of minutes when you'll be joined by more, newer, fresher, and more exciting DJs, JK. I will be here again in a few weeks' time next week on The Town with Mikey D. We'll be back again, but it will be without me. It's just about midnight. You're listening to WMFO, my last song of the night. This is Scott Damgard with the song Nantucket Stroll. Enjoy.
And the lighthouse and the Kennedys, we're out on the ocean. We're gonna get there soon. Dark and stormy's, why not? It's afternoon. The man from Nantucket will meet us at the port in his navy blue blazer. Salmon colored shorts, his lady beside him in her big floppy hat with her lightship basket. She really is all that. Cobblestone streets, the people we meet out in the sun, having some fun. Shadowbox shopping, people are stopping, taking the time. Get strong. Our bed and breakfast, room on the second floor, chocolate chip pancakes, then we're off to Murray's store. To the end house, out in Mattaquette, the view from the widow's walk is one we'll never forget. A walk on the beach, away from the streets, your hair in the wind, the fog rolling in, the waves are crashing, on the beach they're smashing, footprints in the sand, in this faraway land, and me and my baby, taking a Nantucket stroll. Me and my baby, taking a Nantucket stroll.